Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 63, where we're going to talk about efficiency improves performance. Pro athletes are always looking for ways to improve their performance. Improving performance isn't only for the pro athlete. It is for the business owner, entrepreneur, leader, and executive of an organization. It's for all of us. We are all looking for ways to fine-tune the systems we use to execute what we need to accomplish to reach our goals. Even though we are all given the same amount of time, it appears that some people are able to master their time better than others. So I wanted to share some tips and tricks and resources that I have used and learned to help streamline some of my processes that may be beneficial to you. When it comes to time, consider blocking off preparation and planning time. Block off 15 minutes at the beginning of your day and 15 minutes at the end of your day, so it will bookend your schedule. Block off time for exercise. I want you to consider the compound effect for a moment. You could work out 1 to 2 times a week for 60-minute sessions, or you could work out 3 to 5 times per week for 30 to 40-minute increments. Your body and mindset become more conditioned when you have shorter, more frequent intervals of fitness. Block off date night, time with family and friends, and even individually with your children. It's not always about the quantity of time as it is about the quality that we spend. You need to be committed and dedicated to the time that you block off, especially when it comes to your own self-care and commitment to your family. If something comes up in the schedule, it is only by mutual agreement to shift to another time. Otherwise, you should be sticking to that commitment as closely as possible. The commitment to yourself and others should be just as important as the commitment you put in at work or in your business. Too often, we push away those, you know, oh, I'll just skip the gym today. You know, so you really got to think about it. You got to keep that commitment to yourself and making sure that you're taking actions to get you closer to your goals. A great method to work with intensity is to turn on a kitchen timer for 20 to 30 minutes and focus on filing or whatever activity that you want to get done in that time. Believe you, me, that you can get a ton of things done. You will be surprised how much you actually get done when you're not distracted and you're focused on what you need to do. You can also use a timer to ensure that you take breaks away from your project or computer work to prevent eye strain. You cannot sustain your pace for too long and be effective. Ensure that you are taking that break every 90 minutes to get up and walk around or grab a glass of water. Turn off your phone during the dedicated time that you're working or set it to vibrate. We get so used to checking our phone to see if someone has texted or emailed us. Who's in control of your time? Are we allowing others to soak up our time, or are we in control of that time? It is also easy to get caught up in social media when it's on your phone looking for that instant gratification or dopamine hit of seeing who's liked a post that we've posted or made a comment. Email can also be a major time waster. First of all, turn off the notifications. They are a huge distraction. It's like squirrel. You're turning your head in every direction other than where you need to have it. To become more efficient with email, check it only at certain times of day. I like to refer to email as OPA, not the Greek phrase that you hear, but other people's agendas, OPA. Have you ever noticed that emails often are requests from other people wanting something from you? What you need to focus on is what you need from others. Motivational speaker Brendon Burchard has an excellent productivity tool that I highly recommend. It helps you focus on projects, priorities, and people. Click on the link in the show notes so you can access it too. Delegation also should not be underestimated. You can't be all things to all people. You need to be focused on what you do best and allow others to do what they do best. Delegate tasks to others to lighten your workload. See if you can focus on what you do best. Also, meetings can be a great time to connect with others and get things done. There are some meetings that are simply just a waste of time. It's important to check out the agenda in advance and see if it's necessary to meet in person. Want to make sure that the right people are scheduled at the right time. Some of the information required may be shared through email or a simple phone call rather than gathering for an hour. Take the opportunity to get some form of exercise in the midst of your day. Not only does it break up your day, you may be able to flush out some of those thoughts and ideas that you have circulating in your head. You can go for a walk at lunch, maybe do yoga from an app, or hit the gym to lift some weights. Keeping the clutter at bay can be a challenge. At the end of your day, clean off your desk to ensure that you have an orderly workspace to come to. Always check to make sure that you have enough supplies on hand. And ensure that you have a filing system that works well for you so that you can get things quickly. So much time is wasted looking for things. When things are in their place, it's easy to find and have a place for everything. When it comes to the home front, you may consider hiring a cleaning person or a housekeeper to help maintain your home. There are many professional organizers out there to help keep you on track. Many organizers have different challenges and schedules online to help you keep on task. You may want to check out The Fly Lady or Peter Walsh. You can click on the links in the show notes. I don't know about you, but often when I'm grabbing a lunch, I tend to start thinking about what's for supper. Meal prep doesn't have to be time consuming. Plan out your meals for the week and buy your groceries to match up those meals. You may learn that you actually save money by doing so. I have found that crock pots, freezer meals, and prepared snacks save me a lot of time as well as temptations. Stir fries are always great for those quick, busy days. Keep away from screen time while eating and focus on the discussion at the table about learning about everyone's day. Organize your errands. Instead of running from one part of town to another, make an attempt to organize your errands by geographical location. Also, something that can help streamline your time is setting self-imposed deadlines to get things done. Organize your resources so you can leverage or utilize that time more effectively. When you have a deadline, you focus on getting things done in a timely manner. Your commitment to dedication shows through in your word. Do what you say you're going to do at the timeline. And if it seems off, let people know and respect and honor their time too. Set a new time that will allow you to meet it with integrity and demonstrate commitment to your follow-through. The more efficient you are, the more productive you will be. Watch your performance skyrocket. Now, as you are listening to this episode, have you thought about some of the people in your life that might be benefit from the message that you heard today? Please share this podcast with others. We would love to have you subscribe to the Success Secrets newsletter on my website at www.deborakazowski.com, where you're going to get your free MP3 download, the 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. I would love to hear about how this podcast has impacted your life. Email me at deborah@deborakazowski.com. And thank you for listening to The Millionaire Woman Show, where we talk about leadership, business, and human potential to help you live rich from the inside out. Go on over to iTunes, Google Play, subscribe to The Millionaire Woman Show so you don't miss a single episode. Share it with your friends and give us a review or a 5-star high five. And until we connect again, as Mahatma Gandhi says, be the change you wish to see in the world and make today great. Take care, everyone.